Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins. All right. Well, today we wanted to cover a question that came in from a Plus member. Now, if you are not familiar with Plus membership, if you go to newchurches.com, it is a resource for you to receive, immediate response to your questions that come in. But not only do you get immediate response there, but there's exclusive content and interviews and the whole library of it from the last several years that you have full access to. So in a sense, it's kind of coaching in a box for your church plant or for your campus. So today what we wanted to do is actually pull out one of the questions that were submitted by one of the Plus members and answer it on today's podcast. So if you want to learn more about Plus membership, just go to newchurches.com. But here is the question from Stephen. At what point does a worship center feel full? Does the 80% capacity rule still apply? Or what percentage would you recommend for a worship center with adequate spacing for aisles and chairs without armrests? All right. Now, this is a fascinating question, isn't it? Especially because of COVID.
I would say it depends. I mean, you can Google what is officially there, which you probably should do for your fire marshal and whatnot. But I put this in almost like three categories, and forgive me, but as soon as you started asking the question, I was trying to put make three C's that made sense.
I love
so it. It is if you're looking to be crafty, cunning, whatever word you want to say, during COVID, what you did was you actually expanded the spacing between your chairs. We all know it doesn't take much to shrink the number of rows you have or shrink the number of chairs you have on an individual row just by allowing for a little bit of extra space. So from a visual standpoint, people can walk in and it will feel, halfway full. So you really want, like, for people to like want to be there, it's like you really want like 50 to 80% full is like your sweet spot. Mm-hmm. If there's not that many people there, like, whew, it's a ghost town. Yeah. Where is everybody?
Yeah, that's right.
50 to 80% feels pretty good. So if you're crafty, you're going to kind of adjust accordingly. It can get you in trouble sometimes because you don't have enough chairs out, and then you have to push a few rows closer and add more or whatever. The second level would be comfortable, and comfortable is, when you've kind of got business as usual, and that's more the setting that, you've got a little wider aisles to make sure people have room to, sit, cross their legs, and whatever, they may have to lean forward a little bit uncomfortably to reach the Bible underneath the chair in front of them. You know, they may have to stretch just a little bit. And the last level, the last level is cramped, and that is
love it.
I've got like 18 inches between, me and the chair in front of me. My rows could get me in trouble with the fire marshal, my aisles, that kind of stuff. You never, ever, ever want to get in trouble with the fire marshal. That is a very real thing. Not only is it a liability issue, but, if something were to happen, heaven forbid, and you'd be the steward of that. But in addition to that, they can shut you down pretty quickly, especially if somebody in the neighborhood doesn't like you, and you're in the District of Columbia.
Not speaking from personal
experience. But that's what I would say. That is the complicated way to answer that question. Are you looking for crafty, comfy, or cramped?
I love that. I love that. And crafty, comfy, or cramped. You gotta do a 90 SL on that. you're probably already thinking that, right? So The interesting thing, though, coming out of this, and we just walked through this Building Back Better mini series over the last several episodes that you and I did together. And as I think through that and think about this post-COVID world, it's going to take a little bit, I think, for people to get comfortable with and used to cramped spaces. So if you're thinking about this comfortable, maybe it's a little bit more of a, okay, well, how do we create the sense of full, but still make sure that we're not cramming people in, especially on the fire marshal side of things, and it's liability on all that. But yeah, how do you do that? I know for us, when we pulled out a ton of chairs and we changed the rows and did that and the other, the auditorium where I'm serving, I mean, it's quite large, but I mean, if we had like a quarter of the people in it, it didn't feel a quarter full. It felt half full because of what we did with the chairs and the spacing and the larger rows and the aisles and how you sit people too, right? I mean, that's the other piece of it too, is how are you seating people? If you have ushers, strategically seating people in and around, rather than cramming people in one section or the other, will actually give a perception of it feeling fuller than it might actually be, especially when you're under that 80% number. So why don't we hear a quick word from our sponsor for today, and then let's hit that percentage number one more time. Jesus' final charge to his disciples was to go and make disciples of all nations. And yet many Christians today struggle to understand what this means for them, and many churches find it difficult to equip the saints for the work of ministry. For the past 15 years, our friends at Downline Ministries have partnered with local churches by equipping men and women to know God's word and make disciples in the context of their homes, their churches, and their communities. They do this through the Downline Institute, a 9-month training program where students are taught Genesis to Revelation, biblical manhood, womanhood, and practical discipleship training. So if you long for a greater knowledge of God's word, a clearer vision for making disciples, and a strengthening of biblical discipleship in your church, check out the Downline Institute's in-person and virtual training options. Downline is offering our listeners $100 off of the tuition cost. Just use the code LIFEWAY when you apply at downlineministries.com. Now back to the episode. All right. So, Todd, the question that came in was, does the 80% capacity rule still apply? If we kind of go back to that thinking, I mean, why do we want to avoid 90%, 100%? What's the rationale around the 50 to 80%?
Well, I mean, just think about if you're walking into a service and you're new, and you're late at all. Like, most people show up after the service starts. We all know that as pastors, it drives us nuts until we go visit somewhere and we do the same
thing. Yeah.
But when people are standing, or even when they're seated, when, there's that many people in there, it's hard to find a seat. So when you're thinking about, hey, what are the seats in the sanctuary that people actually want to sit in? Well, if you've got a bad angle, think about when you go to a concert, there are some seats that you want more than others. Yeah. Now, not everybody's fighting for the front row. There's a difference on Sunday morning, but the front and some of the sides aren't always the places that people want to sit. So already you've got a little bit of difficulty. So what that means is, if I come in late, I got to walk all the way up there if I'm going to find a seat. So that's off-putting. I think in addition, to thinking about it in that way, if you think about when you go to the airport and you're like, hey, there's 121 spaces left in this garage, but it's a massive garage, mm-hmm. and you're driving around going, there's no way there's 121 spaces.
Yeah.
Like, it just, Daniel, it just feels, even though that, I can show you pictures, even pictures from above, and say, this is true 80% capacity you wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't believe it. You'd think it would be more, oh, there's way more people than 80, you know?
Yeah.
So I think the rule still applies. Mm-hmm. And those are the reasons why it applies. It has nothing to do with COVID. You're gracious, add COVID to that mix, and some people don't want to sit within 6 feet or not.
Oh, yeah. So, and I'm sure that's still going to be the case moving right. forward for a bit, because we're all collectively dealing with PTSD in some form or fashion with COVID. So, I mean, even that sense of, you know, Stephen, your question was, what percentage would you recommend for a worship center with adequate spacing for aisles and chairs without armrests? You know, going in that comfy middle range is going to probably be your best friend, right? Don't you probably don't need to do the what was that first one, the crafty side of things. Yeah. And you definitely, with COVID and all that, don't want to go the cramped side of things. But you know, naturally people are probably just going to want to have a little bit of that space with other people. You know, even now, like when I go on airplanes, Todd, and I've been on a few, it's just so weird now when I'm sitting shoulder to shoulder beside someone else. Yeah, we're both wearing masks, but I'm like, I don't know who you are. There's no 6 feet in between us. This is really weird. You know, and it's like, when is that going to feel normal again? And that's the piece where we just need to allow ourselves grace, allow our church family grace as well, because everyone's going to be in a different place on that. So yeah, you know what, thanks again for submitting that question and sending that in. And hey, you know what, we over the first 300-400 episodes or so, every episode was a little bit different, and over the last little while we've been doing these mini series. So if you have ideas for a mini series or questions or topics that you want us to tackle, just submit that in at speakpipe.com/newchurches, or if you're on your computer, you can go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. All right, well, thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.